when you bring DJs from different shows together? Well, wonder no more. Listen to Active FM Live.
Hello, hello,
hi.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, this is your girl Aqua from Active FM.
Yes, and I'm Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And I'm on the political show and the new show on Active FM.
Complete opposite. Yes. I'm on the fun side. I'm on the mode.
Can I just tell you that politics is fun? I mean, if you just read the news, it's crazy.
I mean, if we had to do like a serious vote, because isn't it when you're live, you can actually vote as to what is fun? Is it about, you know, fashion, about lifestyle, about trends or politics? I mean, who would win.
Wouldn't you want to know the thing behind the trends, the politics behind the fashion? You know, what's actually happening in the fashion industry, not just what
to wear. No, but that's the mode, you're right. We talk about behind the fashion.
So we're not opposite. We're similar.
Well, we are similar, yes. Okay, so she's on the most serious fun side.
Yes.
And I'm just on the fun side, because that's what it is. So yes, this is Active FM, where you get us on www.activefm.co.za. Yes, we are in South Africa and we love you all over the world, because
yes,
that's where Active FM
do.
Is. So we're not just restricted to South Africa, we are all over the world and we are live. So please do comment, because our topic for today is very interesting in this time of
lockdowns.
Serious times. Lockdowns,
yes.
You can't go out to restaurants and have dates. So would you go on a Zoom date? Because
yes.
We're talking about Zoom dates.
So please comment on
I'm asking you
live.
Now. I mean, don't try to run away from this question.
Okay.
They can. Would you go on a Zoom date? Because, I mean, I'll say if I would go on a Zoom date or not. Or what under what circumstances, or, you know, that type of thing. So would you? Gigs do a Zoom date?
Would I do a Zoom date personally?
Considering that they said this thing might last up to 2022.
Definitely. I would definitely do a Zoom date.
So Gigs was going to be like, lockdown is going to be over soon,
yes.
So no need for Zoom date. 2022, definitely. And that's how I was, because this might just be our new normal.
Yeah, except after 2022, you start being like, okay, now we can't really be doing Zoom dates. Or even before that, we can't really be doing Zoom dates all the time. I mean, now here in South Africa, the restaurants are open for...
Yes, they're easing their restrictions.
So maybe we do 5 Zoom dates and then 2, you see, 1 for every day.
Yeah.
5
okay.
Zoom dates.
All right, she goes on a date every day of the week. Yes.
2, you know, actual... Life.
Face to face. You
yes.
know what? For me, you know what I think about a Zoom date? It's not like, I think it's very difficult to catfish, you know, on a
yeah.
Zoom date, because it's real time.
Yeah.
It's not like he can, you know, come on the screen and be somebody else.
Yeah.
And if now the one I was whatever speaking to, and now he puts like a kid on because he's like a 70-year-old,
yeah,
I'm gonna know through the conversation, nah man, this is not the person I spoke to. You know, I think a Zoom date is safe.
Yeah,
you tell me if you think Zoom dates are safe or not, because it's real time. I'm talking to the person face to face and we're able to see, you know, about things. And, you know, what do you do on a Zoom date? Would you just get
yeah,
there and sit
that,
in front of
I was
of
about
screen?
To ask that question. What do you just speak the whole time? Which isn't
no,
bad, because,
no.
I mean, that's cool. But, like, do you guys send each other the menu and cook the same thing and see who cooks it better?
Yes, yes,
like,
yes.
What do
yes.
you do?
That's exactly what you do. So you send the menu. So this date starts all the way from when you guys are shopping. As you can see, can you see yourself and you're pushing
okay.
your trolley? You're like, I'm on
a selfie camera.
Yeah, selfie camera
time.
On, you know, earphones, and you're on some. Yep, you need to get this spinach. This bread. Yeah, do you see it? That's what it is. And yes, we need some Parmesan cheese. We need some, you know, and then the date kind of ends, and then you get home and you freshen up. You have to look hot, because,
no,
isn't
definitely.
It? There's no way
you can't
that
go
you're
with
gonna
your
be,
natural
you know,
self and then
in your loungy type of, no.
No,
you get home. Isn't it part one of the date is now gone? Which was the shopping experience. And then you'd freshen up proper.
Okay.
You know, like a proper freshen up. You know, heels really don't matter because you're gonna be cooking.
Yeah.
Okay, unless you wanna be extra, which you can because you haven't worn those heels. You know, exactly. You haven't worn those heels in so long. So you're like, you know what? I'ma do me some heels and you put on, you know, a nice dress and you know, because and you've got an apron because you don't wanna ruin that dress and now you cook together.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
Exactly.
That's fun.
You know,
that
that's fun.
That, like the cooking together is one of the biggest things for me.
Yeah.
In my list of things to do when I go on a date.
Yes.
Stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, as a
imagine
Zoom
we open a restaurant where people can come as couples and cook the meal by themselves. Oh, that would be amazing. That's a story for another day. Anyways, so you cook together and you're like, oh my word, and then obviously he's gonna mess it up, but his food is not gonna taste as awesome as yours because, I mean, men, I don't even know if they can follow instructions on recipe books. Anyways, that's if there was a guy and you know you can follow, please just, we love, so you can tap and then tell us what you think. And then, yeah, we sit and we discuss the meal already. I mean, there's other things like 20 questions, you know, that you can ask each other because now you really want to know this person. Okay,
so
you want to talk
so
about...
So you're talking, this whole thing is first date type of situations.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting.
You're like, no? You wouldn't do a Zoom first date?
I would. I mean, it's not... Wait. That is a tricky question, actually.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because that means you met the person on social media or something like that. You didn't meet the person. I mean, how many months have we been in lockdown? Since March.
Since March. And now we're sitting, let's say, in 2021, August.
That means you met the person online. If it's your first date. Now that for me is, I don't know.
Is it scary?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Are you like... Dun, 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 dun.
I mean, there's this thing that that was happening on Instagram Live.
Yes.
You know someone that knows someone.
Yes.
Yes. So what these group of girls were basically doing was speed dating on Instagram Live. So they had... This 1 week was the one girl and then there are three rounds. What the guys had to do is basically request to be alive with the specific girl. And the people watching the live had to ask questions and the guys had to answer the questions, right?
Oh, so you're dating with people there?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And
ooh,
then, ooh. Based on that, then people would choose the top three guys. Mm-hmm. Then the top three guys would go into the second round now. The girls request the top three guys to go on live with them. And then the guys get to ask the girls questions. And then from there, then the girl requests one person as the final round to go on a Zoom date type of situation with the guy. So for me, it's like, okay, that's weird.
So you say you wouldn't do a Zoom date if you've never met the person?
No, definitely not. I wouldn't. It would have to take cats and dogs to be raining down or something like that for me to actually go on a Zoom date with someone that I've
and
never...
And the Lord audibly speaking, Cynthia,
unless,
go on a date. Okay.
Yes, type of... Unless, like, it's a person that I've known, you know?
We're starting to ease the restrictions a little bit.
No, if you've been in my life before the whole lockdown happened, so I know where you live, I know all of these things, then cool. If we end up, which would be weird still, chatting and all of these things, and we find interest and stuff, then cool. But if it's a random person from...
That just says hi. You know how you get those weird WhatsApps?
Isn't I have like five requests still pending on Instagram because you don't want to like respond to these people and stuff. So no.
Imagine as he says hi on your Instagram, you know, DM. There's this... Everything just shuts down and there's this moment as you look at his profile picture.
Pictures lie. There's filters and all of these things.
I told you, Cynthia, it's not fun. Okay. This is why she's on the politics show.
You know what one thing would convince me?
What?
One thing?
Yes.
If this person had to request a Zoom date with me.
Yes.
And send me million dollar roses. if I had to get a package from Million Dollar Roses, then I know this person is serious. Because you can't go on a Zoom date with someone that's not serious.
If you know, you know. Million Dollar Roses, you will get a Zoom date with Gix. Million Dollar. I think I need you also like
speaking.
I think you must get me like a Hermes Birkin bag.
Okay, that's hectic.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know what Hermes Birkins is until she showed me, and I was like, but who would buy a bag for how much? Millions? A
million, yeah, anything from 240,000.
A handbag?
Million. Yeah.
Where you put your phone, where you put whatever you want.
Yeah, it doesn't convert into a car. No, it's just a plain
for
handbag.
For a whole million. Can you imagine? It's a lot. No, guys, I know that we are hectic as girls, but that is just overboard even for us.
Okay, like, you think so?
Yeah.
So if a girl wanted a Hermes Birkin bag for him to prove?
I mean, if he can afford it.
Oh.
I mean, if a million rand doesn't even dent, you know,
his bank account. What was a million rand?
It's fine. But what's the point?
No, but
it gets old over, like, I don't know how it works with trains and stuff, but after how long does the train?
No, Hermes never gets old.
Oh, okay.
You can resell a Hermes. You probably have, like, insurance to take it in and they fix it. I mean, if you search Hermes Birkin, that bag is not anything special.
It isn't.
It's just a bag. You would think like there were diamonds. You would think like, you know, there was all these amazing things. But absolutely not. It's not at all. It's just a normal bag. Anyway, so what we're trying to say is that we're limiting these guys to asking us on Zoom dates. Because, I mean, I think it should be easier, girls. Because it's either you're single for the next 2 years, which is not a bad idea. Okay? So don't be thinking that, oh my word, you're going to die. No one dies from being single. Or you start getting into this, you know, new way of life. This guy requests a Zoom. Imagine then you get an email. So let's say it's not a DM. Let's say it's not a WhatsApp. It's this long, beautiful written poem.
Hey, poetry.
I knew I'd get to gigs with this poem. Yeah, it's this long written poem, you know, where you can see it's intricate, it's thought of, it's, you know, everything is there. So would you now go on a Zoom date? At the bottom, there's a request for the Zoom.
I feel like we should pass, you know, skip the question because I'm not sure. I don't know. It would depend on the type of poetry. I would ask the person first about the poem.
That's all you have to do. Because you have opened the door because now it's conversation. I'm sorry about this specific line, and then he explains the line, and then you ask him another one. And now, can you see already we're in this conversation?
Whatever.
Okay, so you know what to do. Million Dollar Roses and a poem for gigs, and you're in there.
If I start getting poems out of nowhere, I'm sending them all to you.
They're not gonna work because I'm not a poem person. I'm like, because what? Roses are red, violet stuff. This person's wasting my time.
So let's get back to the Zoom date.
Okay.
Would you Zoom date? Because you've been asking me, would you do the Zoom date?
You know
thing?
What? I think I would.
Okay.
But, you know, all the weird things that mustn't happen first. For me, I don't even think a poem would work because I'm like, you're a freak. Who sends no, I'm not even going to do. It would have to be like, you know, like the Lord said, Boneka. And I'm like, yes, Lord, speak, I'm listening. Go on the Zoom date. Okay.
What if the person sends someone? Or sends you a message from anonymous. I don't know how it would work. Yes, I mean, there's that group Anonymous. For some reason, they have Anonymous's contact details, which wouldn't make sense, but they get Anonymous to...
I mean, that's already...
to hack your phone.
If you want
and
to
have
freak
a
me out.
Message sent to you that you must go on a Zoom date with this person.
That is freaky already.
Okay, no, it is.
If Anonymous
but
hacks
that's a
my
lot
phone.
Of work to find Anonymous... To actually ask Anonymous to do you this favor, and then they do it.
Sure, that's a lot, eh? I mean, you know Anonymous, and you know the things they do, and now they've hacked my phone and got into my details. I mean, now that guy knows everything about me.
What if he doesn't even want to, he just wants to send through the message, so he doesn't want to look at anything else?
Sure, I mean, he would start a conversation because I'd be freaking, who the hell are you and why are you, you know, and then he would like, you know, get in with these sweet little nothings and then he would, probably.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So would you go on a Zoom date? Please yes. answer us because we really, really want to know. Okay, would you go on a Zoom date or wouldn't you? Because I would love to know. I would go on a Zoom date. Gix thinks that the whole world would have to turn and then $1 million roses and a poem on the email and then she would do a Zoom date. I'm like, you'd have to get anonymous.
That's with a stranger.
That's with a stranger. Yes, okay, but if it's somebody you know, so an old school friend.
Yeah. Yes.
An old school friend hits you up and you're like, George. I mean, George is just like a, you know, whatever name. And you're like, oh my word, he's cleaned up quite nicely. That's sad, is that George? Okay, this is pretty. And then he starts a conversation and requests a Zoom date. Would you go? This was George who had the biggest pimples in high school, who was short. He had no muscle on him, but now no. You're looking and my goodness, he's cleaned up, he's tall, you know, he's in a suit and...
Definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah. Obviously the first Zoom date wouldn't be a date. It would be more of like a catch-up session. Like, oh, okay, I see you've changed a lot from high school type of situation. What are you doing now type of things. It wouldn't be a... Hi.
Oh, okay.
How are you?
you see how conversation changes.
Yeah.
You see with the girl, you know if she likes you or not. Did you see something like, hi, whatever? And then as soon as it gets, it's like a hi, you know, legs popping, you know, atmosphere changing. So you would do a Zoom date with somebody from the past.
Yes.
But that could be more dangerous.
Why?
Because this stranger, as much as you think he's dangerous, I mean... At least he's there. What if this person from the past is like, you know, dug you up and done all these things and has kept pictures, you know, those creepy movies, and he's got all the pictures of you from grade 1 to 7, or you know what I'm saying, and then into high school.
Can
and
I just tell you that is
so
a
I think they both thing. As dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you're talking, is like, oh
I
my
think
word,
you
I remember.
Just need to choose your poison. And go with that one, whatever you...
So you could die either way. You're like, you know what? Yeah. I'd rather do rat poisoning
because
of
the
anything.
One side could be a stalker for years, and he could have stalked you all of this time, and then eventually Zoom date, and then boom. Well, he wouldn't go missing if it was a Zoom date.
That's what I'm saying. There are pros to Zoom dates.
Yeah.
You can wear pajamas at the bottom, and you'll never know.
That's true.
I mean,
I could wear no shoes because I don't like shoes.
You can wear no shoes. Sister doesn't like shoes. So you know, so you can have your socks on and you'll never know.
That's true.
You know, you can, if you don't want to do on a second date, you can just not respond. He doesn't have your number. It's just, you know, you just... Whereas a person that knows you, they probably know where you live. They probably know your siblings.
But they can't
probably
leave.
Know
it's lockdown.
Oh, they can leave now. The restrictions have been a little, you know what I'm saying, relaxed a little bit. So now they are trying to get a hold of your sister, like, hey, Cynthia at home. You're like, what? Why are you trying to, the Zoom, you've never met the person. He anonymoused you into, you probably can anonymous your whole family, can't you? That's pretty scary.
Okay.
Yeah, so like would you go on a Zoom date or wouldn't you? Mine is yes, I would do a Zoom date.
Yeah. Me too. I know there's all these terms and conditions, but I would still do a Zoom date.
Yes, a Zoom date with terms and conditions. And, you know, there's this thing. I don't know if you know, but we're writing exams. And for the first time we wrote them online. And what they were doing now with these online exams, I mean, not where I go to UNISA, so it was just easy access. But there's this specific varsity that basically, as soon as you open the exam portal, it shut down everything else on your laptop. So you couldn't obviously go out and Google. If you left that thing, that means whatever you answered, that was what. So you can't really log in and out and things like that. Even your music would switch off. That's how much it takes over your machine.
Sure.
So that's what I would do so that he cannot hack anything else.
You ask him about cars.
You know
and
what
then
I'm saying?
Like
I'm
he knows
literally
and he goes to Google
this,
quickly.
Yeah. So this Zoom thing would just be like, we open the portal. And that's it. He's stuck. And if he leaves, then I'm gone. He better pray that he's got proper Wi-Fi and everything. Because, yeah. Like, if you leave, there's, I don't, no. you are gonna go Google the answer. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to hack. So it would do that to him and it would do that to me so that he wouldn't have access to anything else of mine.
Yeah.
You know, in case he wanted to do some anonymous creepy things, and then I would know exactly what's going on.
Sure.
That's the only conditions.
And then there's this awesome thing. Well, it's been happening for a long time now.
Yes.
We recently found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been happening for a long time, face to face. It's called Dine for Six.
Yes.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
I mean, there was something I was looking into, because if you know, I am a foodie. So Dine for Six is a serious thing for me.
Yeah. So what they do is, you or another friend, so not more than two people that know each other,
yeah,
book a seat at a specific table that has six people.
Yes.
Six random people, random strangers that are into the same thing. And you guys basically book a table and you sit and you discuss for like 2 hours. Is it 2 hours?
Yeah, it's 2 hours.
About 2 hours. And you just discuss that whole. So if the theme is photography, then you guys sit and discuss photography. If the theme is singles, then you guys sit and speak about being single.
And if stuff. It's entrepreneurship, it you could be entrepreneurship. If
yes,
it's,
whatever
you know,
it is.
Yeah.
So now, because of the lockdown, they still had to make money somehow.
Exactly. So,
they've been doing Zoom versions of Dine for Six. So what they do is they send you the
menu.
The menu.
Yes.
You guys cook whatever, and you discuss if it's the foodies thing. You discuss how you made it.
Yeah.
You can share whatever if whatever it is, but it's on a Zoom version. So would you say it's similar to Zoom dates? Would you want the Zoom dates to be something like that? Or
I mean, definitely, I would do Dine for Six, you know, so because that's each and every single person has booked their table, meaning they paid to book their table, which makes it extra freaky as I think about it. You know, but now we are people that are like, you know, that are discussing. I'm not going to go on the singles one, because that one, you know what's going to happen, because they singles. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would go on a foodies, because I want people that are discussing food. Like, I love food.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've shared on Active FM that my husband sometimes has to understand that he will be second to food, you know, sometimes. So now, you know, you have to give me that time for me to just, you know, recognize food, you know what I'm saying? Me and food have the conversation. Yes, you're across me at the table, but it's food time, you know, and that's what it is. So now people that are there, it's people that love food just as much as. So now he might not even know, but he might be getting to my heart through food. You know, they say the way to a man's heart is through food. I think the way to Monica's heart is through food. You know, you might just escape and you just be like, oh, let's cook another meal. You know, I'm thinking it's innocent meal. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. You know, Cynthia, come along again. It's like, no. Just me and Jim. Like, oh, is that what's happening now? Are we cooking a meal?
So a Zoom date would come out of the Dine for Six.
Yes.
So it started off
for
six.
Me, I would do it for the food first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would also do it, but not for the singles thing.
Yeah, because that's
so
just
I wouldn't
a bit
go
extreme.
There because I want to find a partner. No, I would go there to discuss the foodies and photography.
Yeah, entrepreneurship.
And I mean, I'm sure that one would be very interesting, the entrepreneurship one, where you get to hear all these business ideas and get into the mind of all these people who are probably starting businesses, people who are probably who have started businesses and want to share.
Exactly, want to share knowledge and things.
So that would be very interesting.
That's exactly what it is. So would you do a Zoom date? Let us know. Remember, we're on www.activefm.co.za. And from me, your girl, Aqua, from The Mode, we did discuss Zoom dates on The Mode. So we went into more detail. We went into ideas. We went into what you could and what, you know what I'm saying, the pros and the cons. So that's where you catch us on The Mode. And then, Gix, where would they find you?
I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And can I just say, Gix is spelled G-I-K-S.
That's the politics side.
Because a lot of people ask if it's G-E-E-K-S.
And you're
that's Gix. I'm Gix.
Okay.
Yes, G-I-K-S. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the political show on Active FM and the new show on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
All right, so peace out and God bless. We'll check you on the flip side.